Hey, everybody. This is Harriet Westmore, the host and producer of the Women in Public Safety podcast. This is a podcast where I provide a platform for women who provide direct services to the public. And that could be in law enforcement, that could be in firefighting, emergency medical services, social work, or other humanitarian roles that provide direct services to the community. I wanted to collectively provide a support system that and the challenges and the triumphs that we as public service workers have to endure on our daily jobs. So welcome. This is episode number 8. And today I want to talk about the mental health journey that we as women who work in these type of fields have to endure as a public safety worker. So there are various challenges in our mental state that we deal with every day on our jobs. I don't care. Again, it could be law enforcement. I work in the law enforcement field. It could be social worker. You have to deal with children and family services. That could wear on your mental health. You can be a health professional, emergency or doctor, or that could wear on your mental health, dealing with people who are in an emergency state health-wise. And I just wanted to kind of pose the question, who takes care of you mentally? How do you take care of yourself mentally? I know that trauma can be a major factor in our work. You can take on the traumatic experience that you are dealing with when you're helping someone else. It's called vicarious trauma mental health terms, counseling terms. By the way, I do have a master's degree in forensic psychology. So I work with, in my profession as a law enforcement officer, I sometimes have to use my, go back and use my psychology degree to kind of do the job that I need to do. But mental health is very serious. I think last week I spoke about how we are dealing with the populations that we serve who are going undiagnosed with mental health issues. But what about us? Many of us have experienced depression. I know I have. Anxiety. Some may, say they're bipolar, antisocial personality disorders. There's all sorts of issues. There are sorts of mental health issues that we as workers are dealing with. And sometimes we are dealing with it in silence because we don't want, people to know that we also have issues, and especially in the field that we're working in, that could be a potential issue as far as our job's concerned. So I wanted to kind of talk about how are you handling depression if you are depressed. Let's face it, we're not dealing with all the time. Most of our jobs are dealing with people that are in a gloom and doom state. Very rarely do we have, our jobs are, sunshine and roses. It's not. We are dealing with people in a crisis situation. So, you can't help but to not feel some kind of effect from that every day when you're off duty or when you're home from work. So I know personally, I try to keep things compartmentalized. I keep my job separate from my home life, but it's, I'm going to be honest. It's it doesn't always work out that way. And matter of fact, lately, it's been, you know, an ongoing struggle for me to just let things go at work, and then I'll deal with it, you know, the next day and bring it home. I bring it home all the time, you know, I'm sorry to say. And, you know, how do you, you know, deal with that? I know, you know, sometimes, you know, family members just don't understand because they haven't, they really don't know what you deal with, what you have to go through every day. And then when you talk to them about it, they're like, well, you know, just leave it at work. You can't always do that. You can't always do it because it affects you so much. Especially as a social worker, when you are going in and removing children who have been severely abused, how can you leave that at work when you see the horrific things that are going on inside a home? I know in my situation, I go in homes that, you know, use obviously a lot of dysfunction, not only as far as the from the individuals that live in the home, but also the environment themselves. You go into horrific, you know, nasty, unkept homes that, you know, you just literally gag just to, you know, step inside the house. And that also, you know, creates a health risk. That's why we have to be very, you know, careful and be, you know, protected. I definitely wear a mask every time I go into homes to do my job. And, you know, it's, you look at other people's lives and you think, you know, to them it's normal. You know, I'm not trying to be judgmental or anything, but they sit there and, you know, live in filth all day, but that's their normalcy. But in the meantime, it causes a health hazard. And, you know, so you come home and you deal with that. I've been in some really, you know, bad situations in that respect. So how do I deal with it? And it when I get home, I try to, you know, de-stress by doing things that I consider in my zen moment. I do things that I know that kind of puts me in a different mindset, that I'm not thinking about what I had to deal with during the day. So I have other hobbies that I try to do, even if it's just for a few minutes a day. I, you know, can't, you know, really engage in the things that I really want to do because of time and the way I work and everything. But when I take that little moment to myself, I try to just, you know, do things that I enjoy doing that kind of puts me in a better frame of mind. Also, you are more than encouraged to talk to someone or talk to a professional. There's nothing like having someone to acknowledge, you know, your what you're going through, and really understands and shows empathy to what you're dealing with, what you have to deal with every day. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong. And I think we as women now, I think nowadays in these times, I mean, it's very much needed that we, go, you know, talk to a professional. I know back in the day, you know, you always, going to a therapist or a counselor, or you're considered crazy. That's no more that stigma. I think the stigma has gotten a lot better People don't think of that as a stigma anymore, but more of a necessity, because we're going through so much, not only on our work, on our jobs, but also, you know, it falls over into our personal lives. So definitely seek the mental health and the encouragement and the support that you need. And some of the resources that are available are, you know, the Employee Assistance Program. Now, I must have to say, and I'm being very transparent, I was kind of leery of going to a department-issued EAP, Employee Assistance Program, because I always thought, well, you know, they may disclose a lot of, you know, something that, you know, to my, you know, to my supervisor or whatever. But I have a good friend who's a licensed clinical social worker. And we were talking about, you know, our issues of work issues and our mental health and how we take care of our mental health. And I, you know, and I mentioned about EAP, you know, and she assured me, she said, you know, by law, they cannot disclose. I mean, it is a part of confidentiality. They can't tell your employers, you know, things that they discuss. It's just a resource that the company has provided for their employees to utilize, but they can't, you know, divulge any type of information to that employer about what is discussed. I mean, that's a violation of confidentiality. So, but as a matter of fact, I'm going to have her come on as a guest so she can talk about the Employee Assistance Program more in depth. So that would be in the future. So tune in for that. Also, there could be peer support programs within your department or your organization. I know the state has that for us, which I didn't even know about until recently, that they had a peer support where they had certain people, key people, which another peer who went through actual training. They are like a source of information where they can refer you to different type of other services or resources that you may need. And it's not necessarily in including mental health, but it also can include personal issues. You may have issues with, you know, family members or, you know, resources that you need, that if you're taking care of a loved one, that you need outside assistance, they can point you to that particular resource, that you know, possible resources that could help you. So it's not just for work related issues, it's also for your personal life as well. So that's a good resource to tap into if your department offers that. And also, I myself have created, and besides having this podcast, I've created a Women in Public Safety private Facebook group. And I would, you know, strongly invite you to join. It's on our Facebook. Just look up Facebook and then groups and then type in Women in Public Safety. And, you know, you are more than welcome to just please answer the 3 questions in order to be approved and accepted into the group. I, you know, again, this is about providing support with like-minded individuals who are going through the same things, that similar issues that we, you know, in various professions, but yet we are dealing with the same type issues. And it's just a way to provide each other some kind of support and, you know, and empathy. Or you may ask a question that another person in another profession may, you know, can point you to the answer to what you are asking. So you never know who you might meet in the group. And it's a judgment-free zone. I do not tolerate, you know, bullying. I do not tolerate any kind of judgmental interaction in the post. So it's just, you know, us as women coming together and providing each other support. So I want to hear from you guys. What mental health traumatic issues that you may be experiencing, and how are you addressing those mental health issues? And are you able to reach out to your employer for assistance, or are you suffering in silence, which I hope you're not? I'm encouraging you to get the help that you need to take care of yourself, because it's all about, we have to take care of ourselves first in order to take care of others. And that's going to be my mantra throughout the whole, you know, throughout the whole podcast and through my Facebook group. It's about taking care of yourself first before you take care of others. So I like to hear feedback from you. If you would like to be a guest on my podcast, I'm always looking for a podcast guest that we can, who actually can want to share their stories or their experience in their whatever profession that they're in. Please email me. It's on the screen there, publicsafetybywomen@gmail.com. Reach out to me and let's set up a time for us to discuss your story, and then we can proceed from there. But in closing, I encourage everybody to just please, please, please take care of yourself before you take care of others. Stay safe and be blessed. And I will speak with you next week. All right. Bye for now. You are listening to Women in Public Safety Podcast. This podcast is also available on YouTube. Check it out on www.youtube.com/Women in Public Safety. Also, you can go to our website at www.womeninpublicsafety.com and look for resources and other past stories regarding women in public safety.